Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everybody doing today?
I am so glad that this is the first day of the week. Glad to be here with you today. I hope all is well. Everyone is doing great as I am. Just, you know, from yesterday's show, everything is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. I'm so glad to be here. So, don't have a whole lot to talk about, just sitting here giving our praises to the Most High Yah and glad to be in the presence. Yes, indeed. So all praises to His high and holy name in Israel. Shalom, 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 everybody. Oh, bless His name. We thank You. We praise You. Hallelujah. Yes, so I just was sitting here, you know, trying to think of what we could talk about. Yesterday's class was excellent. I really enjoyed that, as I always do. You know, the world is going in our topsy-turvy, but that's them. I'm not taking on nobody else's issues. We're going to pray and trust Yah and keep it moving. That's our motto. We're going to keep it moving. You know, we're not going to be, we ain't going to have no enemies, especially among our family. We're going to keep it moving. All praises be. Everybody, I hope I take it everybody as well. Everybody's doing okay. And you, we, this is an open forum. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, however you want to talk about it. I mean, yes, indeed. All praises be the Holy One of Israel. You know, yes, it's a lot of stuff going on in the news, and yes, they picking it all over the world, and yes, everybody's in an uproar, and yes, there is something going on with the world, and whew, it's always going to be something going on. It's, we regret the loss of life. You know, we take ownership and responsibility for a lot of it, because if we had not disobeyed, this would have never happened. Because the very land that they're fighting for belongs to us. You know, when the Most High put us off the land, He made sure we left. And as after we did that, it's been a land grab, and they've been fighting over there ever since. He sees it, He allows it, and when He gets ready, He's going to stop it. And that's just all I can say. I can't get into nothing else. You know, because everybody has to understand. All praises be to the High Holy One of Israel. All we can do is watch. You know, the carnage and the death is just too much. It's a lot, but it has nothing to do with us. We had our own story to tell. You know, we watched the destruction of that of the other people, and we have our own story to tell, and we are healing from our own story and our own trauma. So we do understand. We do. Our prayers is with you. It is. You know, and we are constantly praying for the Most High to deliver us so that all of this will stop. Because, again, like I said last week, there will be no neutrality and there will be no calmness until the people whose land it is returns back to the land. Until the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites return back, it's going to be an uproar all the time. You know, it's just, it is. The Most High designated land to certain people. And that land of Canaan was given to our patriarch Abraham. And not only to Abraham, but his descendants. And not only just his descendants, but Isaac. And then through Isaac, it went through Jacob. And then through Jacob, it went through his 12 sons. And we are the descendants of those 12 sons. We're still scattered all over the world. We're still sitting in these countries. We're watching in real time people fighting over the land, amazed at the trauma that it's bringing. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be any neutrality until the ancient Hebrew Israelites return. Real talk. So that's where we are today. But in the meantime, I'm happy to be alive. I give praise to the Most High Yah and all of His great and wonderful things that He has done. And I keep myself, try to keep myself with as much up spiritness as I can, you know, and to do what He has called us to do, to be obedient. Because that's all we can do. You know, that's all we can do is, you know, because the world is going to be the world. And, you know, when you can open up the Bible, the book that no one reads, and you can see these nations that are literally named. They're so crucial, they're named. And some of them are still the same name today. Gaza is still Gaza. Ascalon is still Ascalon. Asdod is still Asdod. Ekron is still Ekron. Lebanon is still there. Syria is still there. You know what I'm saying? all of the Egypt is still there. All these lands is in the scriptures according in doing as the scripture said they were. You can't do anything but give God some praise because his word is true and it will not return unto him void. These are the same landmass. It's the same people. You know, so it's just amazing to watch because that's when the pages begin to crawl off the page and be reality in the news. And you just sitting there like, well, wait a minute, I just read about Gaza. Well, wait a minute, I just read about Ashkelon. I just read about these places. And the Mediterranean Sea has not changed. It's still in the same spot. And everything is still there. And you're like, wow, this is really something. So, you know, all praise be to the High Holy One of Israel. All praises. Bless his holy name. His word is true, and it will not return unto him void. It won't. You know, all praises to his high and holy one. Turkey's still there. You know, all Gomer's still there. All of them still there. Russia's still in the same place. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, that you can read and open it up just like an encyclopedia, and you can still chart and map it as it goes along. He gives names to the landmass. He gives names to the rivers. You know, he gives names to all of the places that he wants us to pay attention to. Look, this is a real live Elohim, and he rules the earth. And he said he rules in the kingdom of men, and he does. Oh, yes, he does. What a magnificent Elohim we serve. It's a powerful God, you know. You know, I'm not a prayer hater. I don't get into it. You know, I'm growing. I'm learning how to accept people where they are. You know, I don't spend time trying to convince people that what I say is true, because right now at this point is in the name of the game. You know, you have to do what you feel like is best for you, because you can only grow as much as you know. You know, so like I said before, we said yesterday, for all my family members just sneaking and listening, I erased your phone number. Your phone number is no longer in my call log to the point where I send out text messages. I won't be sending out any more YouTube clips, any more announcements, any more warnings, any more anything. If you want to know, you're going to have to come like everybody else. I'm done with that. So I'll pray to be true and God only one. I'm not go to church, enjoy yourself at church. You know, listen to the pastor, whatever he tell you do, do. Because now I'm telling you where we at. Now the rubber about to meet the road. We're getting ready to see if your God is God. We're getting ready to see now. Because all the stuff and all the shouting and all the speaking in tongues and all the we are getting ready to see if your word be true. We're going to see. I'm done. I mean, I really am. I'm done. I'm done with it. Like I told one of the sisters in the class yesterday, she said, well, what do we do? Just, you know, if you want to take the time to warn them, warn them. But a lot of people don't care. They're not interested. They're not going to believe it until the white man say it. When the white man say it, everybody believes it. So, you know, it's up to you. If you want to warn them, warn them. You know, it's on you. But you know what to do. So it's not nobody's joke. This is some serious stuff. You know, I set perimeters for myself. I said, when I see this happening, I'm going to really start paying attention. Well, guess what? It's happened. It's happened. All the things that I set as a perimeter and as an identifier, it's happening right now. So, you know, all praises be to the Holy One of Israel. You know, his word ain't going to come back void. You're not going to finish one part of the prophecy and not finish the rest. He don't do that. He's not going to leave you hanging and be like, well, all right, I forgot that part. He's never going to come back and say, oops, I didn't do that part. I forgot that part. Never. You know, but, you know, you have to leave people where they're at. If y'all still into the foolishness, be into the foolishness. You know, nobody can do anything about that. We just got to keep it moving. You know, so it's all praises be to the High Holy One of Israel. You know, because this is a real thing. This is real, you know, and if this isn't enough, and a lot of people don't realize how real it is because they don't know prophecy, because you've been told that the Old Testament is done away with. You know, you've been told that it's already been fulfilled. But, you know, you've been told that there's nothing else left in there for it to happen. And everything we're seeing on the news right now is in that the Old Testament. You can believe whoever you want to believe. You know. So, just you know, putting that out there. Just throwing that out there. But we're going to have faith in Yah. We're going to keep on believing in Yahushua. And we're going to have faith in Yah. And we're going to do what he called us to do. It's a powerful thing. We doing some big boy stuff. I mean, this is some big boy stuff right here. I'm excited. I think I've gotten past the, oh my gosh, this is terrible phase. Because it is. You can't see people dying and then exploding and buildings falling down on people, men, women, and children, and not be devastated by it. It's a devastating thing. However, there's nothing we can do to stop it. They done had meetings, emergency meetings, security meetings, UN meetings, and meetings on top of meetings. Every nation has come together and tried to come up with a solution. Well, guess what? These are the same nations that were in Psalms 83 that vowed that we would never be a nation again. These are the same people. So, you know, you did what you needed to do to start it, but you're not going to be the one to stop it, because the Most High is going to do what he rules. When he say it's over, that's it's over. When he say it's over. See, that's the dangerous part about thinking that you're helping the situation, because really you're just playing into his plan. So even though you started it and you set a contract together to start this thing, the Most High is going to be the one to finish it. He is. He's going to be the one to finish it. Nobody's going to stop him, you know. And you guys that's in church, you can believe the rapture is coming. You can do all that stuff. We ain't gonna bother you no more. Just let's sit back and watch. I bought some popcorn today. I said, not to watch the death of people. Don't get me wrong. Because I will never get excitement or gratification after watching anybody die. Because that's a horrible thing. Men, women, and children. Never would I do that. But the rulers and the leaders. I'm just watching, because they can't stop it. Nobody can stop it, because he rules in the kingdom of men. Yes, he does. Yes. See, you can't tell him when to stop. You can't tell him when to stop. You know, it's a lot of things I could say, but I'm not. There's a lot of things that I see, but I'm not saying, because I'm not him, you know. We just pray and we believe and we trust him, and that's all we can do at the end of the day. That's what we're doing, you know, and this may not be everybody. Now, even not all of the people that are descendants in America, but the ones that he has awakened, we see it. We see it and we know it. We do. And to the other Hebrew Israelite groups, we're not arguing with y'all. We're not getting ready to have no confrontations. We're not getting ready to debate. We're not going to go back and forth on YouTube and snide and share a little evil. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing. We're going to move in the direction that the Most High has given us to move in, and you do the same. And we're going to respect one another and do that in the process. So we're not getting ready to do that. Please don't do that. We're going to stay where we support. Everybody has a part to play, and we playing ours. Everybody has a part to play. Whether you understand it or not, whether we understand it or not, everybody has a part to play. So we're going to play ours. And that's just the way it is. We're getting too close now. We're too close to this grand finale here for this to be some foolishness. We're not going to fall out now. We almost here. The door about to swing open. We're going to walk through it. And, you know, you kind of got to get a little excited, but it's a little scary, too. You're like, oh, my goodness, this is about to be over in a minute. And it really is, you know. All of it. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. He is worthy to be praised. Somebody push one. I don't want to talk to myself all this time. You know, how you feeling today? What are you feeling like? What does it look like to you? I know we spent last Sunday helping the sister get, I hope we were able to be a help anyway, helping the sister get where she needed to get, you know, and now it's your turn. How are you feeling? You know, it's all praises. Because he just, you know, and you know what you look at the news and you wonder, I say to myself, that whole region used to be full of black people. I wonder what it was like when we left and the land was just destitute. Wasn't nobody in. They just moved on in. They moved in. They say the land is up for the picking. Y'all, they gone. Let's go on in here. You know? And he moved us off and everybody just moved in. Like, oh, they gone? Oh. That's a long time. That was thousands of years ago. Gone. So, you know, it is what it is. It's just a miracle to watch because right now it don't seem like that. You know, it's kind of like that. And it's something similar to that, but we can't really just put our hands on it and say, no, this for sure is this. You know, that's how you do it. He'll leave you kind of hanging out in the open like, well, maybe it's a little bit like that, but it ain't really all like that. So we don't really, you can't really say that, Yaina. Well, let's just watch and wait and see. We're going to watch, we're going to wait, and we're going to see. Hold on. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. 717, your mic is open. Yes. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, my name is Laquita. I just joined this group. Yes, I'm Yanessa's niece. I just joined this group, I would say, about a month ago, and I appreciate your talks, and I've learned so much because I was the one who wasn't really born in the faith, and everything I've learned was actually from TV and stories that you heard in, like, Yogi Bear classes or whatever. And I wanted to show some glory to him because I was a severe alcoholic for well over 20 years. And I mean the hard stuff. I don't mean some beers. I mean, I had a serious problem day or night. I have ruined relationships. I have hurt my family. And I came here, started listening to the class and came with an open heart and an open mind. And one of the days you happened to mention to me to just be honest and ask for forgiveness and know that I got it and then let it go. And ever since then, I've done that. He has cleaned me of my alcoholism. I had no relapse, no bad withdrawals or anything. I actually just stopped one day and felt, I'm about to cry now. I just felt this overwhelming warmth and care and love.
Hallelujah.
So since I've dedicated my life and my marriage to him.
All right. Hallelujah.
Me. Every day that I wake up, I have my conversation with him and thank him for letting me see another day and for taking care of me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say thank you.
All praise
he is
be
so
to
amazing.
Hallelujah. Bless him. He deserves all the praise, all
yes.
the honor, all the glory.
I could not do it without him. I'm telling you, I have tried yes. many times. And fell right back with this. That monkey is off my back.
Hallelujah.
I see things differently now. I have such a closer relationship with him. I don't know what that mess was I had before.
Mm.
I don't know what crap I was listening to, but this is the real deal here.
Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's
and I want to say a special appreciation to you and thank you because when you told me to do that and go to him honestly and give myself to him, I did. And now my life is, honey, there'll be sad times, but you know what? I got him and I'm straight.
All right. All
he
right. And
me.
Hope. And hope. And guess what? We have a hope. You know, and you know what? I'm going to say this. Last week when I was driving in my car, the Most High gave me a glimpse of a world, the same world we're in, but it was so destitute. It was just like,
mm-hmm.
and when I looked at it, it was just a glimpse. It was like a flash that flashed in front of my face. And I saw the same place we were in, just, it was destitute. And when I looked at it, I said, what is that? And I felt like this is the way the rest of the world sees the world.
Yeah,
and I said, oh, I don't want to ever have that feeling, ever. Because
mm-hmm.
this right here, this hope that he has given us right here, the sun's shining when it ain't even shining, okay?
Yes, that's how
right.
I feel.
Wow.
Yes. That is how I feel. Yeah. It was raining. They're like, oh, let the sun come out. I'm like, no, I love the rain. Woo! Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm just so happy to have him.
Praise
I really
God.
Didn't know him before. Now I just appreciate him for everything.
Everything. Everything. And the more you learn about him, the more you love him.
Yes. Yes. And it's so easy to follow him.
Yes. It is. It is. It's easy.
Yeah.
And you know what? The enemy's there. The enemy hears you. The enemy going to battle with you. But you know what? You
can
say, I'm going to trust him. No matter, even
mm-hmm.
when the hard times get rough, because they still come, but you say, if you dad's trusting.
Mm-hmm. I do, without a doubt. He's healing my marriage.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I owe him everything. That's why my life is now dedicated to him.
Hallelujah.
And I'm bringing my husband into it. He just doesn't
know. That's what I was going to say. When one come in, everybody comes. And
that's
pray.
Right. We're going to do this as a family.
He teaches us how to love. You know, you have to love one another. That's what it's about.
Yes.
It's not about the breaking up of marriages. It's not about the, I don't want to be with him because he can't. No, you have to love.
Mm-hmm.
Covers a multitude of sins. It does. The love of Yah that draweth men unto repentance. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know who you are and when you know he has chosen you to love you, to give you hope, just for you to understand how important you are to him, it changes everything.
It changes everything.
Yes. Yes.
It changes everything. And everybody says, well, that's racist. And I won't serve a God that's racist. No, that's how he set it up in order. He hasn't chosen who he has chosen. And we are his people. And nobody can change that. It doesn't mean he doesn't love the rest of the world. It doesn't mean the other nations are not going to come. But there's an order of things. And the way that order is how it is. And he has chosen us to be a special people unto himself.
Can I say it like this? I love my children. Now, I love the neighbor's kids, too. Good, you know, God bless you. Go ahead, have you. But my kids come first.
Okay. Thank
and that's
you.
How I see him seeing us.
Yes. Hallelujah. And guess what? Your kids will be able to show the other kids how he wants it done.
That's how it is.
That's why I said they can battle and they can kill each other. But until the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites return back to the land, whose land it is, there will be no peace. And it ain't going to travel in, it ain't going to be no peace.
Yeah.
Called us to be his people. We are a chosen people unto himself. Period.
I feel so good about that. I have no words for that.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and that's what you said. It's like I didn't feel like I was anybody before. Now I am special. I am loved.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, sis. Yes, and chosen.
Yes.
And chosen. You are the chosen. Called according to
I'm going
to
get off for a sec. I'll go ahead and talk. I'm listening.
I look forward to your husband and your children, and you know if you're welcome to study with us and be a part of the nation of Yehuda if the Most High leads you this way, and you know we just gonna grow together and love together, and we're going to teach the world how He wants to be loved, because you know
I listen to every class. We do this every
time. She said, you know
I'm
what?
I'm in every class, but I'm going to bring my kids in too. They're grown, but they still listen to mama.
Yes. Right.
We're going to do this as a family.
Hallelujah. Because he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's how I want to be loved. Mm-hmm. If you love me. So thank you so much for that testimony. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. I am so happy to hear that. And we will wish you all the best. We're praying for you. And may the Most High continue to bless you and keep you in his care. Shalom, sis. All praises be to. Now, see, this is when it's all worth it. It's worth it. You know, just no matter what you go through, this makes it worth it. You know, when you can say, people come in and say, he cleaned me up. You know, he cleaned me up. He turned me around. And with a hope. You know, all praises be to his High Holy One of Israel. You know, it just is what it is. Our job is our job, and we doing it, you guys. We doing it. Now, we just a servant. I'm just a servant trying to be obedient to my Elohim. You know, I'm just a servant. All praises be to his High Holy Name. I'm so happy. It just does my heart good. I'm so happy. Anybody else want to push one, give a testimony? I mean, because it's a blessing. It is true. I know somebody got something to say about how good he is, because he is good. You know, the world needs to hear this right now. The world is needing to hear. The world is in an uproar right now. It's in a total uproar. And they need to hear about how good our Elohim is in the midst of turmoil. In the midst. You know, Nebuchadnezzar and them served other gods. Pharaoh and them served other gods. They did. All of them served other gods. But when the children of Israel came on the scene and they saw how we were committed to our Elohim and how he protected and blessed us, they had to say, you know what? One thing I can say about your God is God. And that's the truth. You know, right now you got the whole Christian community giving reasons why the war going on. You got the Muslim community giving reasons why the war shouldn't go on. You got the Israeli people who are professing to be us saying why the war should go on. But you know, we are the children of Israel. We are people. And we can better show you what it is when he's on your side. What it look like. I mean, we do. We can. We can better show you what it feels like. All praises be to the High Holy One of Israel. Bless his holy name. It's a miracle. It's a blessing. It means something when people have hope. Like I said, when I saw the darkness and the destitution of the world, and I visualized the pain and the eeriness and the no hope and it just was just for a flicker of a moment, I said, oh my goodness, what is that? Same place, same world, same everything. And it was like the mindset of people. The people have no hope. So you know what the people have done? They turn inside out into themselves. Everything is about me. I'm going to make myself feel good. I'm going to do what I need to do for me. I'm going to make sure everything go the way I want it to go. I'm going to, and you know what? And the problem with that is that there's no room for the Most High. And you have to humble yourself and say, it's not me, it's about you. You know, Israel is not me, it's about you. You know, Yahawashah, who you all call, I won't even say you call Jesus because it's not the same God, but Yahawashah, the Messiah, the one that came, it's not about me, it's about you. Because he's got to take you down to the lowest common denominator to make you understand how important you are to him. And then he'll bring you back up to a level where you have a humble spirit. So you got to be humble about it. You got to be. Everybody says, well, that's racist. I don't think it's racist. No, it's something that we need as a people. Because we've been made to feel like we want nothing. Nobody cared. Nobody gave a hi-hoota about nothing. And he said, you mean something to me. Now, what they say and how they feel, that's on them, but that's not how I feel. You mean something to me. And then we say, well, we do love you. He said, no, but if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Like the sister said, he tells us how he wants to be loved. If you love me, keep my commandments. And that's what we're doing. And to the world, to the people out there. If you want to find peace, I mean real peace. I ain't talking about, I'm talking about peace in your mind, peace in your heart, peace in your everyday existence. You listen to what we're saying, the seed only works. It's a peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. So, you know, it's just one of those situations. It's a powerful thing. Thank you, sis, for that testimony. That just did my heart good. You know, it made it all worth the while. All praises. Bless his holy name. All of that good stuff. It's just a blessing. It is an honest blessing. You know? And I know she's telling the truth. I know it's real. You know? It's a blessing. This is the Elohim whom we serve. You know, it's just, this is our Elohim, whom we serve. You know, what nation is sold, that sold to the point where they have that? Let me find that scripture. Let me get it. Let me get it. I got to get it because it's just a blessing to be able to say these things and know what it means now. And it's like, wow. You know, it's just wow. You just look at him and you be like, wow. Oh, yes, he's a miracle Elohim. Yes. Here it is, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7. It says, for what nation is there so great who has Yah so nigh unto them as the Most High our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? It says, and what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law which I have set before you this day? He said, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. He said, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. He said, don't forget to tell them about me. And all, we have laws and we have statutes and we have commandments that we live by so that we know how to govern ourselves with each other and be able to be obedient unto him. And it is truly a blessing. Don't mean we don't have struggles. Everybody has struggles. Don't mean sometimes things don't go right. That's the world that we live in. But we have an Elohim that we can go to for all things. We can come to him for all things. I come to him for everything. Okay, now I got a problem. What do I need to do? Tell me what to do. And a thought will pop in. Do so-and-so, so-and-so. And I do it. It's just a thought. It just pops into my mind like, okay, we'll do this. We got an Elohim that loves us. And, you know, he loves us. And just with that hope that lady just said, her husband is noticing it. Her children are noticing the change. Her family structure is changing. People are looking like, well, wait a minute, what's going on with her? Well, what happened to you? And then she'll get a chance to tell him, I met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I met him for real. And he's like, wow. What do you mean? Don't you go to church? Uh-uh. I met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The real one. Oh, what a day it is. It's a beautiful thing. When you know what, and when you meet him, you get to know him through his word. They say, well, I've been reading the Bible my whole life. I'm a Christian. I know the Bible. You don't know him like this. You don't know him from a family perspective. You don't understand him from a nation perspective. You don't understand him from a captivity perspective. And you don't understand him from a chosen perspective. You get to a whole nother perspective that you can't even see. Why he said, my sheep know my voice and another they will not follow. You said he was in there, you was like, this is good and the music sound good and it really sounds like it's real, some serious stuff going on, but something just ain't right. The preaching was good, and the preacher really did preach a beautiful message, and some people was jumping and shouting and screaming, but something just ain't right. And then he introduces himself, and your whole life has changed. Your whole perspective changes. It changes. It changes. What an Elohim we serve, you guys. I mean, it's all worth it. It is well worth the wait. Well worth the wait. Bless his holy name. You know, praise the Most High of Israel. The love that he has for his children. You know, it's a love that surpasses all understanding. Yes, praise his name. And he's gathering us. And he's watching and he's waiting. It's already been written. It's already done. It's already put in motion. He already has it ready. He's just, everybody has to play their part. Everybody has to play a part. And we're doing everything we can to do is stay in good graces. We are. It says, keep thou, Psalms 83 says, keep not thou silent, O Israel. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a talmud that they hate thee have lifted up the head. And they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel. Oh, they had a meeting against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. So they all got together, you know, just like they're doing now. Everybody got they got together, y'all. They got together a long time ago. This ain't new. When you see all these council meetings and security council meetings and UN meetings and all the meetings that they got together. He said they taken crafty counsel against thy people, consulted against thy hidden ones. Watch, what did they do? They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Why? That the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. Oh, bless. They have said, come. Let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. They did. They did it. They came together and had a meeting. But they have consulted together with one consent. They came together with an agreement. And they are confederate against thee. This became a confederation, a group of them, a whole nation. Can he names the nations? You got together against. He allowed you to do it. But he said the tabernacle of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarenes. Look. Gebal and Ammon, Amalek and the Philistines, which are the Palestinians, with the inhabitants of Tyre. They came together. Ashur also is joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot. Say Lot. All of this is coming. They came together so that we would never be a nation again. And now look at it. Look at what it has produced. Same group of people coming together now. The same group. Trying to figure out how do we stop this? What do we do to stop this? You started it in Psalms 83. You were complicit with it. And now the only one that can stop it is the Most High Yah. He's the only one. He allowed it. He played a part. He was a part of this. So now we have to wait on Yah to do what he said he's going to do. And until, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it with all humility and with all faith and with all compassion and everything I can say, until the descendants of the ancient Israelites return back to the land of Canaan, there will be no neutrality. There'll be none. But in the meantime, in the between time, we're going to serve our Elohim. We're going to love on him. We're going to thank him. We're going to bless his name. We're going to be obedient unto him. And we're going to gather ourselves together. And we're going to live our culture. We're going to develop our culture. We're going to understand our laws, statutes, and judgments. And we're going to do those things because it's the everyday life. We live it every day. It's a blessing to be able to be alive and to live this thing. We can't change it. We can't alter what's going on in the world. Like I said earlier, and there's nothing we can do about it. This is Yah's baby. And only he's going to be the one to do it. That's it. This is it. I mean, I wish I could say something different. I wish I had something different to say. But I don't. This is it. And it's only when you love him and you understand him that you learn how to back up and let him do what he do. Huh? Let me back up. This ain't about me. You know, hold up. This ain't got nothing to do with no rapture. They got to do enough. Watch what he do. He going to do what he do. That word ain't going to come back void. It's not. That means it's going to accomplish what he said it's going to accomplish. Down to the letter. You know. They came up against. They said, let us cut them off so that they would never be a nation again. And they can't do that. You know why they can't do it? He said, because unless the sun and the moon, he said, then you will cease from being a nation for me. Let me read it to you, because can't nobody stop us from being a nation. We might not be at where they want us to be, but nobody can stop us from being a nation. Nobody. Nobody can stop us. Let me go to the scripture, Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah 31. All praises to his holy name. It says, thus saith the Most High. This is 31:35. It says, thus saith the Most High, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Most High of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Most High, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Huh? He said, then the ordinance, then Israel won't be a nation no more. He said, thus saith the Most High Elohim, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Most High. So that ain't going to happen either. So what was attempted in Psalms 83 didn't happen. It didn't succeed. And look at what has produced. Look at what it has produced. We're going to always be a nation. We're going to always be a nation before him. He said, and he'll never cast us off. We will always be his people. No, bless his name. We're going to always be the seed of Israel. We're going to always be a part of the 12 tribes of Israel. And until the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites return back to the land of Canaan, the land which was given unto them, there will be no neutrality. So you're going to have to correct what you've done, what you attempted to do in Psalms 83. You've been meeting up on top of meetings, on top of meetings, on top of meetings, on top of meetings. Every nation has spoken. Bless his name. The Most High is going to do what he needs to do. He's a wonderful Elohim. He's going to do what he was supposed to do. He's going to do what he said he was going to do. It's all a part of the plan. All of this has to happen. Because everybody that's watching this and this thing go past, every nation that's marching, every country leader that's speaking, you were complicit in Psalms 83. You was. Came together. You was. And they know who we are. And I was watching, you know what? I was watching a protest, some of the protesters marching. And I'm not sure where it was. I don't know whether it was in Canada or whether it was in France. But I caught a glimpse of a protester marching, and he had a sign. And he says, Israel is not the real one. And I was like, whoa, okay, then. He said, no, Israel, that's not the real Israel. And I said, oh, okay. And it's just a little bitty sign. It wasn't big at all. And he was just marching, and he held it, and somebody caught the camera and said, Israel is not the real one. Or Israeli is not the real one. I was like, oh. You know, but it's in Yah's hands. And I said that to say this, it's in his hands. He has allowed them to be there. He has allowed them to be on that land. And there has been a battle ever since. And this is Yah's doing now. But Psalms 83, you set this thing in motion. This thing was set in motion back then. It was. This thing right here was set in motion back then. It was. It was, you know, it was, and it's been a land grab ever since. They've been fighting ever since. It's been changed hands so many times. If you didn't notice the history, you get confused. It was, it has been. But that land is supposed to have a certain people on there. That land is supposed to have a certain government on there. We're supposed to have a king on that land. We are. That's how he set it up. But he'll do that. He's going to be the one to do the correcting. It won't be us. So Israel, in the meantime, in the between time, continue to gather yourself. Continue to serve your Elohim and love on your Elohim. You know what I'm saying? And continue to pray for deliverance. Pray for deliverance. You know? I have never seen more governmental leaders come together as I've seen in the last 2 weeks. Everybody's had a speech in front of them. Everybody has expressed the fact that they are appalled that this is happening. Everybody is talking about humanitarian support and if this is genocide and the blah, blah, blah. They have never done that for us. Do you understand that? Never done that for the children of Israel. They have met in Egypt. They have met in Canada. They have met in New York at the United Nations. The round tables, and everybody would get up and make a statement, and then they sign, and another nation would sit down and they would talk. They have never sat down and said, what have we done to those people? We have to wait on Yah. Yah is in control. We have to wait on Yah. And not that we are trying to project anything on us, because we're not. We've lived through this enough where we know exactly what everybody's experiencing on both sides. We have experienced it on both sides. We have experienced the atrocities that everybody claims or says that they experience. We've gone through those. We know what it is to have our babies fed to the alligators. We know what it is to have our people burned alive. We know what it is to have people shot down in the street. We've been living this for years and years and years, and we understand it. And we're not even numb to it, but we do understand it. So we know how to have compassion on both sides because we've experienced it. And it was nobody's fault but ours because we were disobedient. But we're here now. We're here now. And it is a terrible thing. It is a terrible thing to experience that. It's a terrible thing to watch that. It's a terrible thing to see the bloodbaths and the killings and the murderers and the kidnapping and all of the stuff. We know what it is to be kidnapped and taken into a whole other land. We know what that feels like. We know what it is to be taken hostage by oppressors. We've lived it. We know what it feels like. And no nations have ever come together and expressed the dissatisfaction and the horrific conditions that we have been treated. There's never been a UN nation done it. You know why? Because our God did it to us. And we take full responsibility for it. We did it. So who better to go to be able to explain it than the people who have gone through it? You know what it feels like. And we know how to fix it. Wait a minute, not only do we understand what you're going through, but we have the solution. And I'm going to give it to you again, and I'm going to say it just as smooth and as humble as I can, until the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites return back to the land that was given to us by our Elohim, there'll be no neutrality. There won't. There won't be any. Well, they took my baby and he's only 12 years old. Our babies was younger than that. They put us on the auction block. They sent a mother one way, a son another way, a husband one way, and a daughter the other way. They took them at birth. They auctioned them off at 5 and 6 years old and put them on a ship and shipped them off somewhere. We know what that feels like. We do. We are sitting in this land as an alternative family that we have made from what was left. Families were broken apart. Old people was taken. Old people were sent off. We know what it feels like. We've experienced that. We understand. That's all we're saying is we understand. We understand. We've experienced it. And you know what the bad part about it is? Is we're still living in the lands of the people that did this to us. We're still here. And somehow, through the Elohim that we worship and the Elohim that we serve, we have managed to find a place of peace among ourselves. To be able to live and stay among these people. Because we know that there's a second Exodus coming. It's coming. It's coming. So when you all see these things and you see the things that are happening, just remember we've already been through it. We know what it's like for someone to steal your home out from in front of you. For someone to rape your women. For someone to shoot down your men. To sell your babies. To behead our people. To burn people alive. We went through it all. Nobody meant for us. And we know why. Because this was our Elohim's doing to punish us. But it's time for us to go home. It's time for us to get ready to go back to the Lamb that he gave to us. We're not holding anybody responsible for what you did because you played your part. And there will be no neutrality and there will be no peace until the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites return back to the land that was given unto them. Come on. We come in with full knowledge of pain. We come in with full knowledge of loss. We've come in with full knowledge of separation. We're coming with full knowledge of being kidnapped. We're coming with full knowledge of poverty. We're coming, we know it all. We've been through it all. We know it. Separation, disconnection. We've been through it all. Yeah. But most of all, we're coming with our Elohim. Because the land and the people and the Elohim go together. Go together. All of it goes together. So I think that, you know, if nobody else has anything else to say to push one, I think that we have said everything that we could possibly say, you know, to let the world know how we feel about everything and what's going on. But, you know, and to sum it up in a word, been there, done that. We've been there, felt that. We have. And well, we survived. And you too will survive. On both sides, you will survive. It's going to be painful. You've lost some folks. Yet some generations have been cut off. You'll never get those generations back. You know, we lost a lot of ours and they were threw over into the boats on the way here. Generations that was cut off. We'll never know what those people will be like. It's going to be painful, but rebuilding is something you can do. But it's just, you know, there's no two-state solution. There's none of that. Until we come back, there'll be none of that. There'll be no peace. This is our land. Our grandfather was a king on that land. King Dawid was a king on that land. King David, as you all say, he was a king on that land. And that land is supposed to be ran by a monarch. So until it comes back, until it positions itself back the way it's supposed to be, there'll be no peace and there'll be no neutrality. Just neutrality. Because no real peace is coming until he sets up his kingdom, until the Most High comes and sets up his kingdom, so, according to the book. So on that note, anybody have anything to say before we get ready to dismiss? We're going to dismiss a little early today. Brother Uriah, you have any... You want to make your announcement? If you want to, just push one, and I'll let you do that, and then we'll go ahead and end it for the day. If you want to do it. If not, you know, don't worry about it. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. You know, but I just, you know, it is what it is. All right, brother, go ahead. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Okay, yeah. I actually made an error yesterday and announced the wrong date for the New Moon celebration. It's actually going to be Wednesday, November the 1st. And we're going to meet on our Sabbath day line at 7 p.m.
Okay. All right.
That's the announcement tonight. Okay.
All right. It's this coming Wednesday. We'll definitely be there to do that. That way we can just meet for our regular class, and then we'll have class right after, and then we'll do it that way. Praise his holy and wonderful name. And, you know, on that note, we say shalom, shalom to everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed this show, you know, and that it has been encouraging to you as it was to me. You know, like I said, continue to pray. Continue to pray for deliverance, you know, because that land needs us. Our land is calling and needs us, and we need to go back to where we're supposed to be, our rightful place. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Shalom, everybody. Good night.